We have somebody on the line with us now. Can you explain what exactly you've seen?
Steve here.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Tell us what you saw.
I was driving on West Baker Way, South Terminal. Twin-engine prop plane coming in on final, and he slams into the West Baker Way just short of it. Flies over to the north side of the West Baker, just along the perimeter of the fence. The thing bursted into flames, just skidded flames. And then we just moved. Everybody moved. Unbelievable. We got the door down. We pulled 6 out of the 7 passengers who were on board out. And there was a count of 7. One person said there was 7. We don't see the pilot with the shirt that he normally wears. We will go back and inform the fire department. We just showed up with the brigade, with the foam, and we got 6 out of 7, and they're, I think, working on getting the pilot out now.
Hey, Steve, is this a commercial flight?
It's not a commercial flight. There is no registration. The only other thing it has is a registration. Nothing like saying, Smith Air or anything like that. There's no cabin attendant. It's just 6 out of 7. It's not a big plane.
Okay, did you manage to talk to any of these people that were on the plane, like where they were from, where they were flying from?
No. Everybody is distraught. Everybody is moaning. Everybody in great shape outside of maybe some broken bones. Maybe I got this one person in front of me here. Paramedics are working on her. Probably broken leg. No significant cuts. I'm telling you one thing. The people that moved to get onto this plane, while both engines were in flames, black smoke all around, they just beelined right into the aircraft, pulled everybody out in like 2-3 minutes. I pulled out some debris, cut my hand. But outside of that, I'm fine. But everybody here, I'm just worried about the pilot. I don't know what's going on with the pilot.
Well,
I don't see him.
It sounds like everyone got there. As soon as this thing went down, everyone was there in an instant almost.
Everybody, there were cars right here. We were at a red light, and it just, boom, it just like everybody torpedoed right into it. It was just something out of a movie. All you see is plane hit, slide, parts of the engine prop went down. He took one pole. He was right at final. He's just short of the runway by about 300 feet. And, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
The way you're explaining this, it sounds like there's nothing left except a charred wreckage, or did any of the plane survive?
Yes. The fuselage is intact. Back tail is gone, kind of broken off to one side. But from the door is actually at the back of the aircraft. And there's one window left. And they've got a door there, and then behind, from that door to the back of the tail is gone. The engine wing, part of the engine on the left side is still there, with the engine still there. On the right side, the engine is still there, with part of the wing is off. The plane is pretty good attack, and he came in and he kind of like belly landed the aircraft in that sense, and then he kind of slid, and then just nothing but flames coming out of both engines. Wow, unbelievable.
You're mentioning one of the 6 people you're saying may have a broken leg. Is that the most serious of the injuries?
As far as I can see right now, everybody else is in pretty good shape. The only one that was that I've seen was the girl. There might be a head injury on another one. Outside of that, it looks pretty good. Everybody seems to be in good shape. The guy must have done a good landing. Belly landing or whatever happened to the aircraft, but his landing saved these 6 passengers.
So
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. So they're just staying there now, sort of kind of in shock, waiting for. I'm presuming they'll be taken to a hospital just to be checked over.
They're all going. Looks like everybody's going. There's the Richmond Fire Department here on West Baker Way. Quick response from them. They've got to here in front of me. 1, 2, 3. And one of the Meridian 4 out of the 6 that were pulled out. And the looks on their face, Everybody's looking good except for just this girl here. But she probably just has a broken leg, and her facial expressions are okay. Everything is good. One guy here now is smiling, actually. And, there's one guy at Meridian at the other side. That was another girl there. She's okay. She's in good shape.
Okay. Have they put out the flames yet on the plane?
The brigade at YVR showed up very quickly and put out the flame, the black full of smoke and flames coming out of the engine. People were screaming, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. People took no heed into that. They just kept pulling the people out and got them out. They just did a fantastic job. It seemed like nothing was going. I was kind of worried about the thing blowing, but it seemed to be like a controlled burn. And, we needed to get these people out. That was it.
So, Steve,
that's all.
Where were you driving to when all this happened?
I was going, to do another pickup, again, I'm with Canada Post. And I was going on Rusbaker Way from the South Terminal over to the Delta Hotel. And I was at the light when, bang, this thing hit the ground and slid. And,
So it sounds like you and a bunch of people
police is telling me to back out, which I'm going to do. Enough of that smoke.
Okay.
And So that's it.
All right, Steve. We appreciate the call, and I think the people who are on board the plane really appreciate the effort that you've made.